Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of Salat. Today's hadith عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أصاب من امرأة قبلة فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره فأنزل الله تعالى أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات فقال الرجل هل يا هذا قال لجميع أمتي كلهم متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that a man kissed a woman. This hadith doesn't explain the background, but there's another hadith which explains the background to this incident. That before we understand this, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that Sahaba sometimes would do something so that we could learn. It doesn't mean that they were weak or they are people that should be looked down upon. Allah Ta'ala made it such sometimes that they would also make mistakes. And the mistakes they would make was there so that we could learn from. And the way they made the mistake and the way they reacted when they made a mistake is also a lesson for us to learn. That when they would make a mistake, how remorseful they would be when the mistake was made, how they would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately, and they were prepared to confess their mistake, not hide it, such an extent that sometimes even if they would make a mistake and they would be corrected, and even if they were corrected publicly, they would be the one to narrate the hadith. So many, many years later, people are coming to know what mistake they made. Now that is a big difference between the mistake that a sahabi would make and our mistake. When we make a mistake, the first thing we want to do is justify the mistake. After we justify the mistake, then we don't want anybody must know about it, nobody must see, you know. So we are more worried about our own respect, so to speak. Not to say that a person shouldn't be worried about his respect, but this is wasn't the overarching factor for Sahaba. The main thing is how I can correct myself. That is more important than whether what people think of me, what this person will say about. I need to correct myself. If I'm wrong, I should correct myself. I have to confess, I'll go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'll confess. If I have to ask for forgiveness from anybody, I'm ready to ask for forgiveness. So this was the difference between Sahaba and us. So anyway, the background to this incident was, there was a Sahabi that selling dates, and a woman came to purchase some dates from him. So he told this woman that I have superior quality dates at home. Would you like to have a look? So this woman went to see the other quality of dates at the home. And when she entered, this moment the Sahabi was captivated and he had kissed her. Almost impulsively he had kissed this woman. And then subsequently he was overcome with shame and he proceeded to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he had narrated what had happened. So this is what I was explaining is Sahaba, that they would be overcome with shame and they would realize that what I did was a wrong. If ever they had to do something wrong, it was a miss, it was error of judgment, they would go immediately to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what he did. He didn't hide it. He went straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was overcome with the shame that what a thing I did. I called this woman home to come see superior quality dates and then I kissed her. So then it was worrying him. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the background to this hadith that we are doing. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that a man kissed a woman. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the incident. Allah Ta'ala revealed these ayats, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَي النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ الْلَيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. What these ayats mean, that establish salat at the two ends of the day and some portions of the night. Surely good deeds wipe out evil deeds. The man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this only for me? In other words, is it only for me that by establishing salat, my bad deeds will be wiped out? Good deeds that I do will now be a means of the evil deeds being wiped out. Is this only for me? Or is this for everyone? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is for my entire ummah. This is for all of us. This is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in salah. So therefore one of the benefits that we learn today is that the salah is a means of wiping out our minor sins, our gunas, as we did in the hadith yesterday, the beautiful example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave about a brook, a stream that is running in front of a person's house and it's flowing and a person is able to bathe in it 5 times a day. Will there be any dirt on his body? There'll be no dirt. So similarly, when a person establishes salat, then it is a means of wiping out minor sins. Which one of us don't have gunas? Which one of us can say we don't have any sins? But this is the kindness, the beauty, and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much love He has for us, that when we're making wuzu, our sins are getting washed off. When we're coming for salah, our sins are getting washed off. So many different excuses there are for our sins to get washed off. Therefore, when we're doing these actions, we should have yakin that inshallah Allah ta'ala is forgiving my sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it such that I'm getting cleansed in this process. So when a man reads that salah and he makes that wuzu also, he'll give it that extra importance that I'm a person full of filth. Internally I'm filthy, externally I'm filthy, my heart is filthy, I need to be cleansed, and Allah Ta'ala is using this to cleanse me. Now his salat also will have a different quality, it will have a different kayfiyat in it, his wuzu will be different, it won't be just last minute running in, running out, just quickly up and down. It will have a different quality because the man knows, I need to clean myself, the day my eyes close, that is the day I want to be the cleanest. So that when I be presented in my ruh, be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a clean, pure, shining ruh, not one that is filthy and dirty, filled with all types of sins. Allah give us all the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.